It's Cankle Fritz on Family Life Radio. I had this thought. Is this possible? And that is it possible to live worry-free? Think about this. What if life was like a road, and you're driving down this road totally free from all burdens? What would that be like? Wow! I mean, I just picture the convertible top down. It's a nice sunny day, and you're just hanging out. Yeah, a total release of concern. I mean, that's what God wants, right? A trip that is carefree. I'm wondering, how do we get there? How is that possible? I mean, the Bible says to cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. So I guess that doesn't mean that you wouldn't have a care. That would be like, hey, let's have a frontal lobotomy. Remove my brain. I don't care about anything. But somehow to be in that state of you're not burdened. Wow, that would be like the ultimate vacation, wouldn't it? I wonder if it's maybe realizing that we can't figure it out. Because isn't that what half of the worry is? Well, this is going to go on and this is happening soon. And, well, we've got to figure it out. How are we going to get there? How would it be possible to just finally just go, okay, God, I give that to you. And I realize I can't do it. Family Life Radio, it's Cankle Fritz with you. And so we were talking earlier about this thought process of, you know, what would it be like to be completely carefree and not worry about anything? Just kind of cruising down the road, because that's what God wants, right? For us to just totally rely on him. And you have a take on this.
Oh, my gosh, I just read about this. I was doing a study this morning, and it pointed out exactly what you said. That's why I needed to call in.
So describe this study. What was it saying?
So when God told Abraham to take his son, and he was going to go up on the mountain and use as a sacrifice.
Right.
He was going to offer him back to God.
Yep.
He slept. That night he went to sleep. He had total peace. He trusted God.
That's a good point. Imagine that God is dealing with you to give up the life of your child. I don't know that I'd be sleeping that night. You know, I think this, in order for that to be possible, I would think, now Abraham had to have faith to even, you know, conceive a child because he was an old dude.
Right.
But I think this, you would have to really know him. I think it comes with spending time with him and knowing the character of God that would enable you to put that much faith in him.
True.
Yeah.
You know him enough to trust him.
Exactly. And besides that, I don't think I've ever figured it out on my own. So why are we trying so hard to figure everything out, you know? So what are you up to right now?
Just driving home from a doctor's appointment.
A doctor's appointment. Well, I hope everything went well.
I'm going to find out the results next week, and I'm praying that God has this.
Well, we'll be praying for you. That sounds like that could be serious.
God gave me peace, so I'm not worried.
Well, if he's given you peace, you are golden. Good deal.
Yeah.
And that sounds just like what we were talking about.
It is. Huh.
What'd you figure that out?